Greetings, lovely listeners. Today, this podcast is one of pure joy, excitement, awe. It's very surreal to me still what I'm about to share with you. Like, I have to pinch myself to believe it's real. But this podcast is one of great news, huge announcement. So in June of this year, just a few months ago, I took a trip to Lilydale, went back, and I ran into and met for the first time the head reverend at the Journey Within Church. Long story short, craziest, right time, right moment run-in, obviously orchestrated from Spirit 100%, but had this run-in with the head reverend, and he offered me the opportunity to teach at the Journey Within. Now, for those of you listeners who know what the Journey Within is, you know what this is. You know how, what an honor it is. And you know that the best of the best teach there, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, the best place to receive mediumistic training in the U.S. is at the Journey Within. They do mainly Zoom classes. Of course, they have their weekly services. The Journey Within is a church. It was founded in 1996 by Janet Nahavik. And it's a church. But, you know, the training there is for mediumship development and a lot of other cool topics, you know, that deal with spirituality and the metaphysical. And so to have this opportunity, it's still surreal to me. Is I just feel like, what else can life give me with my mediumship that could make me feel more content? And I honestly don't know the answer to that. I don't. Because this is it's as high as it goes, I think, teaching in the U.S. And for me, my mediumship, while I love my clients and I love my Dems, teaching is where my heart is at, and it always has been. Before I taught adults mediumship, I taught kids to learn. And oddly enough, I taught them about language. I was a language arts teacher, and now I've graduated from teaching the middle schoolers language in the physical to teaching adults language in the spiritual. But it's always been what I've done. And even teaching a lot of private music lessons with voice and piano, I've always taught. And so to have this be offered to me was a dream come true. And I never thought it was possible, I guess, because I was way down south here in Texas and just doing my thing. And it was never in the plan. I think I was just focusing on growing my program in Texas. And sure, I've been getting hits on students signing up across the U.S. I've got Canada and Germany now represented with my students. But it was never the goal to like conquer worldwide and have students. Like, I just wanted to build up good quality mediumship in Texas. And my students can tell you that. Like, we're here to awaken the state. That's our... I don't know, our motto, our what we're passionate about. And now we're sharing it with the U.S. and with Lilydale. And then now I have this amazing opportunity to share my teaching with the world, because that's what Journey Within brings in. They are worldwide and I think number one in the U.S. I am honored. I am humbled. I am. And you know, the past month was a very big emotional ride for me with this. You'd think it would be all daisies. Oh, yay. I'm with Journey Within now. I'm teaching a class there. This is great. But actually, it was a lot to process. There was a lot of a little bit of imposter syndrome for a little bit. Like, oh, look at my colleagues. You know, why aren't they with Journey Within? And then I realized, well, wait a minute. Let me look at what I've done the past 12 years. I've done nothing but teach for 7 years in this field. I've done nothing but put spirit out there. And I have 40 mentees. I have branched out and served the community with fundraisers with my students. I have students that have been with me now going on 4 and 5 years. I've hosted public fairs for the public. I don't even know how many demonstrations I've hosted between myself and my students. I've done the work. And I've inspired mediums to not just stay students of mine, but to get out there and do it. And so when I was in the heart of feeling this imposter syndrome and doing this comparison, I realized with that reflection, this is what I've been preparing for. I never asked for it. I never saw this coming. But yet, it's a breadcrumb from spirit. And am I nervous? Yes. But when that nervousness settles, and it's this ebb and flow that I go through, then I get determined and I get in that teacher mode and I'm like, let's work our mediumship. Let's roll our sleeves up. Let's get to work. Let's move you from a point A to point B and let's improve. And let's deepen our relationship with spirit. Except this time, it is in a most special space, and not that my own business and classroom is not special, but the journey within is super special, and it's not because it reaches the world. A lot of it has to do with Reverend Janet Havoc and how she founded it, and this is a full circle moment. I did not share this actually with the Reverend right now at Journey Within, but I will one day. But it's a full circle moment for me because long ago, about six, seven years ago, before I officially signed up for mentorship with my great mentors, all of them have been fabulous. Before I knew most of them existed, I scheduled and had my first spiritual assessment with Janet at the Journey Within. A lot of people don't know that about me. She was the first ever mentor for me to work with, the first to ever watch me work. And I'll never forget when I logged on the Zoom room and I saw her, I got really nervous because I hadn't read her book. I knew who she was, but I was, when I saw her at first, I got really nervous. And then all of a sudden, I felt this emanation from her, from spirit, of just pure, calm love. And she's the only mentor or seniored professional in this, you know, field that I've worked for where I've never gotten super nervous. And when I read for her, it was just magical. And she looked at me and she said, there are programs and there's training out there. And being the very loving, giving, never thinking of herself person, no ego, she recommended me to Mavis. And so I went to Mavis. And so now, come full circle, you know, one of the last Dems I did studying under Mavis before she passed was raising funds for the Hydesville schoolhouse restoration connected to the Fox Sisters that's connected to the Journey Within. And unfortunately, that was around the time that Janet passed. And then, of course, Mavis shortly after that. But the Journey Within is very special to me. And to have this opportunity, yes, I'm helping out the current Reverend now, of course. So much respect for him. But to really just do it to maybe give back to what Janet gave to me so long ago and to help out who is there presently, you know, means the world to me. It brings me to tears. I'll get emotional talking about it. I never would have seen this coming. But yet, it was so divinely orchestrated in Lilydale, running into the current Reverend Joe. And having this just kind of being a breadcrumb thrown out in front of me from spirit. And I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to follow it. I'm going to really bring the best I can to journey within. And I hope you'll join me. So this podcast is supposed to tell you a little bit about what classes I'm going to be teaching there. Well, I kind of went off on the backstory of it because it's pretty magical. It's pretty magical. It's been a magical orchestration from spirit going to Lilydale. And I'm glad I shared it with you. So I'll share with you my first class. I'll pop back on in another month to share with you my second class. The first one is in September. The second one is in October. September 21st. It is a Sunday, I believe. 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time via Zoom. Register at journeywithin.org. I'd love to have you. Part of the $20 tuition fee goes to the church. And then, of course, I get a little bit and the church gets some. And so we help out, you know, the church with this, which is beautiful. But for 2 hours, we are doing a class, honestly, that's very special to my heart. It's my baby. It's how I think, you know, people, when they watch my mediums work and myself, they kind of identify like we work in this style or this way a little bit. But the class is the first 10 seconds of the first 10 seconds of a contact, letting spirit lead. And this is a class that emphasizes the first 10 seconds, letting spirit give what they want to give and knowing when is enough and when to put it out there. And I think that there's been a lot of talk of the shift of let's let spirit say what they want, maybe not do the checklist so much. There's been a little bit of that. So there is that in this, but also about letting spirit choose when to check in is a huge one, element to mediumship that I don't think we talk about enough. Because what you'll see when you watch these mediums work is they ramble on and on and on and on and on in the beginning, and they've got like 10 pieces of evidence that they're throwing out to the audience, and they think if they give more, it'll help get one hand up if they're not going direct to the audience. But in reality, a lot of times it digs a hole, and I think a lot of it's unnecessary. I think when we work with spirit and let them choose and open up to letting them give us that, you know, helping guide us to when to check in, I think we can land the contact hands down, one hand up, no matter how big the crowd is, if we really let them choose that beginning evidence, okay? Which, of course, is tied to the message and yada, yada, yada. But so that's my first class. I hope you'll join me, journeywithin.org, journeywithin.org, and join me. The next class will be in October, I think a month or a little bit over a month later, October 25th. Join me for that one. And we will I'll pop on to share more about that. But this is life-changing for me. I am honored. I'm going to do my best, absolutely. I'm so excited to bring my method of teaching to Journey Within, and I will do my best, and I will do my best for Reverend Joe and for the amazing, wonderful Reverend Janet Nahavik, who started this all for me with my first ever assessment, with my first mentor. I mean, it's just so beautiful, so beautiful. So listeners, we will talk to you next time.